You see, most gamblers, when they go to gamble, they go to win. When we go to gamble, we go to lose. Even when we win, it's just a matter of time before we give it all back.
This is the Bet Slippin' Podcast, featuring Jeff Clark from USA Today Sportsbook Wire.
I bet you $20 I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I mean, it's the gambling business. Occasionally get punched in the face.
You're listening to the Bet Slippin' Podcast.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
What's up, gamblers? Happy Friday. Welcome to the Bet Slippin' Podcast daily NBA show. We're presented by sportsbookwire.usatoday.com. And sponsored by Tipico Sportsbook. I'm the host here, Jeff Clark, and it's Friday, November 19th. We have a 9-game slate in the NBA. I have 4 best bets that I'm going to run through with you guys today, but be sure to check out my daily NBA handicaps and the betting breakdowns of all major sporting events by my colleagues and I at sportsbookwire.usatoday.com. Also, shout out to our sponsor of this podcast, Tipico Sportsbook. They're operational now in New Jersey and Colorado, and they're a global sports betting leader. You can make your favorite sports more interesting with Tipico's fast and easy mobile sportsbook app. For a limited time, new users from this podcast will enjoy a special welcome bonus. Terms and conditions do apply, and you must be 21 or older to play, so see the website for details. If you have a gambling problem, please call 1-800-GAMBLER for New Jersey and 1-800-522-4700 for Colorado. You can get your bonus today at usatodaybet.com/podcast. That's usatodaybet.com/podcast. Okay, hoops du jour. What do we got here on the docket? Once again, we have a 9-game slate, Friday, November 19th. The games that I'm not handicapping here are the Golden State Warriors visiting the Detroit Pistons. They're favored 6.5. That game tips off at 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Also, the Brooklyn Nets are laying 12.5 as they host the Orlando Magic. That game tips off at 7:30 Eastern Standard Time. The Clippers are 3.5-point favorites when they visit New Orleans Pelicans at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And we also have the Bucks favor 12.5 when they host the Oklahoma City Thunder, also at 8 o'clock. And the other game that I'm not going to touch, but I did cash on the first of their back-to-back, was the Dallas Mavericks, who were without Luka Doncic, again playing the Phoenix Suns. Phoenix are favored 8.5, and that game tips off at 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. But once again, I do have 4 plays today in the NBA, just like I did yesterday. Thursday in the association, your boy went 2-2 on his best bets. I whiffed epically with the Spurs and the Clippers. The Spurs really had no chance. I think they were down 23-3 to start that first quarter. That was bad news. Clippers were going back and forth. It was a seesaw game with the Memphis Grizzlies yesterday, but the Grizzlies pulled away pretty convincingly in the second half. I did cash with the Heat -6.5. That was somewhat of a rocking chair cover. I guess, you know, the back door was kind of always open for Washington, but I felt pretty good about the Heat for, I don't know, 3 quarters in that game. Also, I got the under 208.5 in the 76ers, Philadelphia 76ers, Denver Nuggets game. I did like or lean to the Nuggets side there because Joel Embiid is still out for the Philadelphia 76ers. No, Jokic just completely bodied Philadelphia's defense, scored 27 in the first half, but that really didn't matter. The Nuggets got boat race and the under cashed pretty comfortably in that one. But on to Friday, hopefully we can end this work week with some winners here. Again, I have 4 plays. Now that I'm looking at it, I am a little worried though, because I do have 4 road teams. Road teams currently are cashing roughly 49% of their against the spread bets. So hopefully we can connect on some of these or all 4 of these. If not, I might have to reassess my home versus away wagers. But anyhow, let's go to the first game here on the docket, which is the Indiana Pacers visiting the Charlotte Hornets. Tip off is 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. The Pacers are getting +100 on the money line, so even money. And it's +1.5 for a spread. I'm just going to take the Pacers, even money here. They have a higher adjusted shot quality differential according to shotquality.com. And these teams are neck and neck in net efficiency. Also, the Pacers have higher net effective field goal shooting percentage. We got some reverse line movement according to pregame.com. The Hornets are getting a majority of the bets, but Charlotte's money line has gotten cheaper since the opener. That tells me that odds makers are enticing more pro-Hornets action. We don't want to play into the odds makers' hands ever. Typically, if they're laying a trap or making the more popular side cheaper, that is a trap game. So I'm leery whenever I see a favorite be made cheaper, especially when they're a popular side. Also, these teams met earlier this year, and in their first meeting, Indiana outscored Charlotte in three of the four quarters. However, Charlotte, or the Hornets, beat the Pacers in the third quarter 33-13. So I feel like the Pacers just have to make some slight adjustments to go ahead and win that game. They only lost the first meeting by one point, 123-122. And Charlotte had more points off of turnovers, second chance points, fast break points, and paint points in that game. I think Indiana does a little bit better job of minimizing its errors and forcing Charlotte into tougher looks. So I do like the Pacers to win this game outright and even the season series. The next game, probably the marquee game here in the Friday NBA slate, is the Los Angeles Lakers visiting generational old rival Boston Celtics. Tip-off on ESPN is slated for 7:30 Eastern Standard Time. Right now, the odds are the Lakers plus 110 on the money line. Boston's minus 135 on the money line. This is another road dog that I'm going to take. I gave it out this morning at Lakers plus 105. So apparently sharp money is starting to come in on Boston. But I'm going to take a gamble here and hope that LeBron officially gets announced in Friday's lineup for the Lakers. He was upgraded to questionable on Thursday. And you know the King wants to return versus the Celtics and what's a rivalry game for both teams and is a primetime game. There hasn't been a lot of conversation about the Lakers, obviously, or LeBron James since he's been sidelined from his injury. I'm assuming the King is missing the limelight. I mean, what's the longest in an NBA season the LeBron James has been this infrequently discussed? So I think he comes back, and even if he doesn't, the Lakers have enough talent where they could win this game outright. Plus, the Celtics have been terrible at home this season. Boston's being outscored by an average of 112-106 at home this season. And again, if LeBron misses Friday's game, Lakers shall have the talent to eke out a victory against a Celtics team that has a new coach, and they're only 2-3 in Boston this season. So let's hit the Lakers money line right now. Hope that LeBron James plays. Hope that his health and effectiveness isn't compromised by his health, and the Lakers cash a plus money ticket for us. On to the next game, another cross-conference matchup with the Chicago Bulls, who are 10-5, visiting the 9-6 Denver Nuggets. The Nuggets are laying minus 150 on the money line, and the Chicago Bulls are getting plus 122 on the money line. I'm going to play it safe and take the Bulls spread plus 2.5 at minus 105. Bottom line to me is that Chicago's backcourt has just an epic mismatch or an advantage over Denver's backcourt. Bulls guards, first-year guards Lonzo Ball and Alex Caruso, are an elite defensive backcourt, whereas the Nuggets guards Monty Morris and Will Barton are, I believe, a below-average starting backcourt. Will Barton would probably be a starter regardless, but Monty Morris, is only in there because Jamal Murray is still sidelined with an injury. I do think Alex Caruso and Lonzo Ball's mind for defense can frustrate Monty Morris and Will Barton. Denver needs Will Barton to get off offensively because Denver is just relying far too much on Nikola Jokic. I mean, he was outstanding last night against the Philadelphia 76ers. And again, Denver got boat raced in that game. And no one aside from the Nuggets can create their own look besides Jokic. Will Barton is some instant offense, but is not consistent enough, whereas the Bulls have two elite wings, that are certified scorers in Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan. Plus, the Bulls rank 13th in adjusted shot quality, whereas the Nuggets rank 21st, according to shotquality.com. I mean, the nuts and bolts of this is that the Bulls just get better looks than the Nuggets, and the Nuggets are significantly outmanned, missing Jamal Murray and Michael Porter Jr. But we'll see. It's another road team that maybe I shouldn't be as stoked to be on. Not that I don't love the Bulls here. I mean, their net efficiency and the way they've played in the first year of this new nucleus is awesome. But again, third road team here in a row that I'm giving out on the Bet Slippin' Daily NBA pod. That does make me a little nervous. However, I'm going with a road team again in my final game, which is the Toronto Raptors getting 3.5 points when they visit the Sacramento Kings. Sacramento Kings is the home team. They're 6-9. Toronto 7-9. Tip-off is scheduled for 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. There are a few strength on weaknesses edges that favor the Toronto Raptors in this spot. For instance, Toronto scores the most points off of turnovers and the second most second chance points per game, whereas Sacramento is 24th in points off of turnovers and dead last in second chance points allowed per game. Also, the Kings just don't do a good enough job defending what the Raptors like to do. The Raptors love to operate in the mid-range. They have the eighth highest volume of, eighth highest volume of mid-range field goal attempts, according to cleaningtheglass.com, whereas the Kings rank 25th in defensive field goal percentage versus mid-range shots. Also, this is a pros versus Joes game early on in the betting market. The early bettors put more money on the Raptors, whereas more bets have been placed on the Sacramento Kings. Typically in sports betting, it's wiser to follow the money, especially when it's flowing in the opposite direction as the public. That's what we have here. It's a little stronger of a handicapping angle in football just because there's much more public money. That being said, according to pregame.com, there's more money on the Raptors, yet more bets are being placed on the Kings. So I'll go ahead, take the Raptors plus 3.5. I think they're going to win outright, but I'll play it a little safe with the plus 3.5. So let me recap my Friday's best bets. Again, I got four games, four road teams. We'll see how that works. Check back in Monday and grade these tickets. But nine game slate, four picks. My picks are the Pacers money line against the Charlotte Hornets, the Lakers to win outright on the road against the Boston Celtics on primetime and ESPN tonight. I also like the Bulls to cover 2.5 and either keep it close or win outright, but definitely take the Bulls plus 2.5 there. And then the final game that I like here is the Raptors getting 3.5 when they visit the Sacramento Kings. That's your Friday Bet Slippin' Podcast Daily NBA Show. I'm your host, Jeff Clark. Once again, we're presented by SportsbookWire.usatoday.com. Please check out my handicaps and the handicaps of all my colleagues if you're going to make a wager on a major sporting event. All the information that we provide is pretty solid, and we can help you make more informed picks. All of our Colorado and New Jersey listeners, please give a look to our sponsored our sponsor here of this podcast, Tipico Sportsbook. They're a global sports betting leader, so they do a good job. Hopefully we can make you some money this weekend. Good luck on all your bets this weekend, whether it be the NBA, college football, hockey, the NFL. Hopefully this podcast has made you sharper, and I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
This is the Bet Slippin' Podcast, featuring Jeff Clark from USA Today Sportsbook Wire.
I bet you $20 I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I mean, it's the gambling business. Occasionally get punched in the face.
You're listening to the Bet Slippin' Podcast.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.